Good morning, I'm Jake Rusnok with VPR News. It's likely that the Scott administration will soon announce plans to expand capacity limits at restaurants and hotels across the state. Right now, these businesses are allowed to operate at 50% capacity, and they must meet social distancing regulations. Commerce Secretary Lindsey Curley says the top priority for the administration in recent weeks has been helping Vermont schools to safely open. She says that has gone well and that the administration will soon turn its attention to increasing business capacities.
We are actually hopeful that we can make an adjustment there and very soon. So we're hopeful we can change some of those occupancy limits very soon. Just need a little bit more time under our belt to make that decision.
Governor Scott might address these changes at his press briefing on Friday. While COVID-19 seems to have greater effects on people with certain illnesses and risk factors, much is still unknown about who contracts the virus. Dr. Benjamin Lee, a pediatric infectious disease specialist at the University of Vermont Children's Hospital, told Vermont Edition that being younger, healthier, and having fewer risk factors does not exclude people from contracting COVID-19.
You know, that shouldn't provide reassurance to folks that it's just okay if they go out and not socially distance, not follow the recommended strategies to potentially prevent infection.
Lee says that the more data and experience collected, the more likely we will understand the long-term and short-term effects of COVID-19. Governor Phil Scott has vetoed the state's newest climate change legislation that would require the state to meet targeted reduced carbon emissions. Passed by the House and Senate, the Global Warming Solutions Act called for the creation of a climate council to come up with a plan to reduce pollution. The governor said he agrees with the intent of the bill, but vetoed it Tuesday over concerns that it may, quote, lead to inefficient spending and costly court battles. And the total number of COVID-19 cases in Vermont has passed 1,700, according to the Department of Health. The department reported 7 new cases on Tuesday, 3 in Chittenden County, 2 in Washington County, and 1 each in Lamoille and Rutland counties. 2 people in Vermont are in the hospital with COVID-19. At 6:06, the eye on the sky sunshine today through a smoky haze. Yes, again, that's from the West Coast wildfires. A few clouds far north today, breezy, highs upper 60s to mid-70s. Tonight, cloudy in the north, remaining clear in the south, lows in the 50s. And tomorrow, Thursday, variably cloudy, scattered showers possible, highs mid-50s to low 60s in the north, reaching the low 70s in the south.